Well, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus says in a statement today that President Trump's comments about Haiti, El Salvador, and several African countries are, quote, shameful, abhorrent, unpresidential, and deserving of the strongest condemnation. New Mexico Democrat Michelle Lujan Grisham is chairwoman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Now, I spoke with her yesterday about an immigration deal that was before President Trump's comments, and I asked her whether any DACA deal that didn't give a pathway to citizenship for young immigrants and their parents was a non-starter.
It is, and it's a non-starter for certainly the Democratic caucus in the House for all the obvious reasons, right? You don't want a second-class set of citizens inside the United States. We don't want to create more issues that we have to address later. And these young people know no other country than this one as their own, and they've done everything that has been asked of them, and we want to set those values and principles which are aimed at preventing and eliminating discrimination. And so those would be non-starters, and we feel good that those are not places that most members of Congress who are working on these issues are going.
Well, as you know, I mean, Representative Goodlatte, for example, is co-sponsoring a bill that does not include any kind of pathway to citizenship. That's kind of on the hard
line. Or permanency,
right? Exactly. That's on the hard line side of things. But yesterday we also spoke with Representative Hurd about his bill that he's co-sponsoring with Congressman Aguilar, which does have that pathway, along with what he's calling a smart wall.
There has been a very steady, clear movement by many Republicans that a pathway to citizenship must be included. And so while we've got some members that clearly disagree, and Goodlatte is one of them, that's the minority, and a minority voice here I don't think wins the day in any efforts to find a permanent solution for DACA.
Mm. Well, so given that, just on the DACA front, I'm going to ask you about border security in a second, but do you feel confident about the fact that a bill could emerge that would get Democratic support or support from the Congressional Hispanic Caucus?
So I do, and I think having Aguilar as an original co-sponsor of Will Hurd's bill is a great signal. I want to be really clear that the Hispanic caucus, well before my time on that caucus, and certainly before my time as chairwoman, has been very clear that a guiding principle for comprehensive immigration reform and for issues related to Dreamers is that a wall is a non-starter. It's one of those red lines. Interior enforcement, more detention beds, and a wall.
In Congressman Hurd's bill, there is what he calls a smart wall. So why is that okay?
If it's technology and drones, and the impact is in areas where you would never put a wall, it doesn't make any sense, then that's probably defensible. Roads is an example, equipment right at border crossings that help you both x-ray vehicles and really look for drugs like fentanyl. Those are all things that we think improve border security. Because it's called a smart wall, is not in and of itself an indication to the Hispanic caucus or other Democrats that we're building a 2,000-mile structure. The devil will be in those details. Mm. I have described this precarious process in this way. We are threading a tiny needle, and that eye of that needle is nearly microscopically small, and I'm using a rope. But I still believe that members of Congress, both sides of the aisle, the House and the Senate, can come together. And I know that many of the folks that we have been working with for months are now ready to identify those details and come together in a meaningful way next week.
That's Representative Michelle Lujan Grisham. She's chairwoman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. I spoke with her yesterday before the president's widely criticized vulgar words about Haiti, El Salvador, and some African nations. In a statement today, Grisham said, quote, "Now Congress must set the example by rising above this comment and finding bipartisan solutions to the issues before us."